Hi, everybody. I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is one of the guys that's been smoking them for a few years, Dean Rojas. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Terry. It's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Well, you know, I guess first of all, you know, you've led the FLW for most of the year, and now you're in 13th, but you got a real good chance of going to the FLW Championship this year. And, you know, that $500,000 purse at the end of the rainbow has got to be fun and something to look forward to.
Well, that's something that that was one of my goals, obviously, is to make the year-end championship just for that crack at 500,000, you know. And it's and the way they've got it set up with the whole bracket style, it's not so much, you know, you competing against the 48 guys. You got to beat about 11 guys, 11 or 12 guys, and that's all you need to beat, you know, and just make sure you qualify in each round and beat your guy and move on to the next round. And man, 500,000, that's a lot of money, you know. And I give up an angle of the year title for 500 grand.
Well, let's talk a little bit about it, reminisce a little bit about Lake Toho, you know, and that story is still, you know, vivid in everybody's mind, but it can't be any more vivid than it is in yours. You know, well over 100 pounds of bass in 3 magical days.
Yeah, that was, it was just an incredible week for me. It's something that every angler, you know, in the fishing community, I'm sure, has dreamed about, catching 5 9-pounders. You know, or even 10-pounders for that matter, and to have that do that in a Bassmaster Top 150 event of the caliber it was, what just made it that more special, you know. And I get asked all the time, man, what'd it feel like to catch, you know, 45 pounds? But at the time that I broke the record, I really didn't really pay, you know, the record was nice, you know, but I was more after my first tour win, you know, that was more important to me. And I remember I was talking to Denny Brower about it, and I asked him about it. I think it was like the second or third day of the tournament. And I says, you know, Denny, you know, how I don't know how to handle all of this, you know. And he looked at me and he says, Dean, he says, yeah, you want to win the tournament, you know, and you probably are going to win. You are going to win the tournament, you know. He says, but you don't realize what you've just done. I mean, you have no idea. I says, no, I just, you know, the record's fine and it's, you know, it's great. He goes, no. He says, that record will stand for a long, long time. He says, you just shattered it. I mean, you shattered it by 11 pounds. He says, and that is just, it's just unbelievable. He says, and that in itself, you're going to be, you know, remembered and recognized for that record more so than if you won 3 or 4 tournaments, you know, because everybody's going to remember where they were when they heard the news of the 45 pounds.
Well, there's no question about it. I can reminisce myself, you know, getting a phone call and saying, you're not going to believe this, Brownie, you know, this guy is smoking them. But, you know, I think one of the things that comes to mind for me is really those fish didn't move up to the last day of practice at the last couple of hours. And had you not stayed on the water that entire time, you may or may not have known about those fish.
That's entirely correct. You know, it was just a deal where, and that is so typical with sight fishing and having a sight fish pattern. And the most important day out of your practice period is usually that last day of practice, you know, preferably even the last afternoon, because those are the ones that have just moved up, and those are the ones that are going to be the fresh ones, and those are the ones that are going to want to bite, you know, and they haven't been pressured all week, you know, and that's exactly what happened. You know, I stayed late on the last day, you know, had a feeling that something was going to happen because of the warm weather we've been having, and man, when I pulled into that pocket and I saw all those big females, I could not believe it. I could hardly contain myself.
Well, you're very, very versatile. You're one of those guys that likes to throw a lot of different baits and stuff. But, you know, I guess fortes, you know, everybody has this niche. Once you do something like that, you get a niche. And, you know, sight fishing's got to be kind of special to you. And I know that a lot of guys that go out and do the sight fishing thing, there's a lot of special techniques that you can learn as a sight fisherman. And I think you probably learn most of them.
Yeah, there's a lot of little tricks that you can, you know, you learn throughout the years of doing it and watching the fish's behavior and what to look for, you know, and it just makes it that much easier. And I get asked all the time, and how do you know how long it's going to take to catch a fish? And, you know, how do you know how his demeanor is, you know, and how, you know, just lots of questions on the actual bedding, you know, style of fishing. And, you know, and I basically tell them, you know, through my experience, I can pretty much tell you within the first 5 or 10 seconds whether I can catch that fish or not, and pretty much tell you how long it's going to take me to catch him too, depending on his behavior. But that's just, it just comes with experience, you know. And for the guys who are new at sight fishing or have done it a year or two, you know, it just takes time, you know, and practice, and it's just it's a neat technique, you know. You can really read the fish and how they react and what gets them charged up, you know, and what baits and, you know, and what actions are real critical.
Well, you know, a lot of people now are starting to throw bigger baits. You know, it used to be you threw a little small bait and you shook it there in the bed and you tried to get the fish to attack that bait. But swim baits have all of a sudden come out to be big things. You know, drop shot, of course, is a bait that you think about fishing real, real deep water, you know, in deep water technique. But now you can also use it for bed fishing.
That's right. You know, in the second tournament after the Toho victory, which I was fortunate enough to win that one. But Takahiro was catching sight fish, and those were my secondary fish, believe it or not. And I didn't go to him, but he was catching them on a drop shot on the bed, and that is just a little different technique where it gets it off the bottom, and it's something the fish haven't seen.
Well, you've been at this thing a grand total of 6 years, you tell me, and it seems like you've been around this sport forever. You've been in the news so much, but that's got to be kind of special this early, getting out of the chute and doing what you're doing and having the name recognition that you do now.
Well, I appreciate that, Terry. And it boils down to just a lot of hard work, and a lot of determination. And it's taken me 10 years to get to this point in my career. And I work hard. I work hard for my sponsors. Skeeter Yamaha is a big part of that. And just working my tail off, because this is all I've ever wanted to do, is be a professional angler and to have a career, doing something that I truly, truly love, and to share it with everybody. And I love telling the story of the world record, and it's always a highlight for every seminar that I do. No matter how, if I talk about cranking or spinner baiting, the question comes up: we want to hear about the record catch and how it all came about. And so it's just a really neat title to have under my name.
Well, and on top of that, now your sponsors start coming out of the woodwork a little bit. You've got some really good names out there, and success breeds success. And if you look at the way this sport goes, people who have the right image, people who have the right things that they do and carry themselves right, get those good sponsors. And it seems to me like things are working pretty well for you.
And a lot of it too is as I was I when I first started, I tried to align myself with sponsors that are going to be there for me if success came. I was well prepared. Most of the companies that I was with, I get asked a lot of times, did you get a lot of new sponsors when all the success came? I says, no, not really. I says the companies that I was already with were established companies in the fishing industry, and it was just a matter of me strengthening our relationship with them and working more closely with them. And I didn't want to leave. I was very happy with the product, whether it be the motor guide troll motors or the quantum rods and reels, the soft baits, the bait, the lure Jensens, and it's just been so good, and those are the companies that you build a foundation with and can build a career with them, because those are the companies that you can stay with them for a good many years. As long as you do your job and promote them and help them in any way they can, they're gonna reciprocate, and they're gonna go ahead and help you achieve what you need to do. And I just can't say enough for the companies that have been behind me. I mean, Skeeter Boats is, I mean, that's all I've ever owned. I've never owned another boat, at all. And my first boat was an '86 Starfire, and now I run a 2004 model Skeeter with a 225 on it, and it's just a rocket. What can you say? I mean, loyalty goes a long way in this business.
Well, I want to talk about your business partner a little bit too. We got to give her a little bit of credit. She's with you on the road, and your kids travel with you, and that's got to be kind of neat too, having your business partner and your wife and everybody there with you to cheer you on and give you that moral support when you need it.
My wife is probably the I obviously behind every good man is even a better woman, and that stands true for my situation, because there are a lot of times where, man, after a tournament, I'm just feeling like, and I just, don't want to, just and to sit there and to listen to her talk about it, saying, it's going to be all right, let's just blow this one off and move off to the next one, it's going to be okay, and help me, talk about it. As males, we always seem to, keep everything pinned up, and just get mad and just don't want to do anything, and that's the good side for her. The women always want to talk about things and get it out, and I always feel a lot better when I talk to her. And she is so important to this whole this fishing venture that we're on, and it's nice having her on the road along with my wonderful two sons with me. And it can be very challenging at times. You have two young'uns running around, and God bless her heart, she just has the drive and just the energy to keep up with the two kids and myself. And I just, love her to death, and she's just doing a great job for us. And she was there during the very beginning when I was an amateur starting out in this business, and she saw the whole swing from us having nothing to having the record and having, all the recognition, and to where we are right now. So she's seen it come full circle, and she knows the business almost better than I do at times.
Well, you got to have that good business partner, to take care of those things while you're out on the water. Now you got a couple fishing buddies that are going to be coming up and getting their dues out on the water as well, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, my oldest Cameron, he just loves to go fishing, and we were out there a half hour, 45 minutes, and when he says, "Dad, I'm ready to go back in," we go back in. I don't want to push anything on him, and because I want him to keep coming back for more. I want him to keep, wanting to have that drive to want to fish, and I think that's just so important for the kids, and not pushing them and let them, make the decisions on what they want to do, man, they're just so much fun. I love them to death.
Well, there's a real lot of gentlemen in this sport, and you're one of them. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Terry.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.